One thing we can probably all agree, lockdown has been tough. Isolation from friends and family has touched many with anxiety and depression. But imagine if you were already struggling with your speech, your reading, or your writing. That's the situation many stroke survivors find themselves in. One in three suffer from aphasia, which affects those three basic functions. It's made this year even more challenging for stroke survivors. Vicky Carter reports.
Chris Carter. I can't speak.
This is my mum, who had a stroke when I was four, and she has aphasia.
Do you remember the moment of having the stroke?
Ambulance. Nothing really.
Aphasia can affect a person's ability to speak, read and write, and even their ability to understand numbers. She's been attending her local speech and language subgroup, Discover, for over 20 years. Director of Service Rosemary Townsend tells me how isolating aphasia can be.
Anything which actually affects your ability to communicate and have conversations. I always say conversation is the glue of relationships. When conversation is compromised by aphasia, that really does impact people's friendships and family relationships.
Research by the Stroke Association shows that before COVID-19, stroke survivors often reported social isolation and loneliness, and the isolation negatively impacted their mental health and well-being. Brian Smith, after having a stroke that paralysed him in 2013, has aphasia.
Makes me really angry at times when I can't be understood. I went through a period of depression. You cannot enjoy the independence as you really wish that you could.
When Nikki Koff had her stroke in 2019, she moved in with her partner Andy, so she didn't feel so alone.
Before I lived by myself, but my apartment is now in with my apartment's house and his house because I didn't want to be lonely, I suppose. It's very frustrated. The whole thing is very frustrating.
The Stroke Association has found that 7 in 10 stroke survivors have felt more depressed and anxious in the pandemic, and those that are shielding will feel even more isolated. In the case of my mum, her speech has deteriorated because the lack of practice and interaction with everyday life. Brian has noticed this too.
In lockdown, I was aware that not speaking to people face to face was impacting so much more on my language. Speaking face to face with people is so much easier.
Speech and language sessions and support groups have moved online to continue to provide support for stroke survivors.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello. They're all coming.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hello. Hello.
But navigating conversations on Zoom can be incredibly challenging, especially for those with aphasia.
My problem, I suppose, I guess that with Zoom with maybe too many people, maybe I lose it. I hope that in time it will get better with these things, but certain things like this, I think I'm stuck.
Because of the increasing feelings of social isolation and loneliness, Nikki's now started to participate in online sessions. Director of Service at Discover, Rosemary Townsend.
My advice would be to find long-term support of some sort. That kind of term, peer support, is, I think, what gets people through. Find your tribe, find someone like you, and don't lose hope.
Vicky Carter reporting then.